And it's time for Topic A. And joining us on the line, it's Catherine Bieberman. She is a Joslin Diabetes Center affiliate at HSHS Medical Group. Did I get that right, Catherine?
Yeah, you did. All of that.
Excellent. Well, you're a registered dietitian, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I'm really looking forward to this interview because it's all about holiday food swaps, but I am guessing it's not about I'll swap you my chocolate cake for that pecan pie. That's not what we're talking about here.
It could be. It could be. But no, this is a little bit different.
Well, what actually do you have in mind for holiday food swaps?
So, you know, when we think about the holidays, we oftentimes have these traditional recipes, but sometimes those recipes can be like a little bit more caloric, higher in fat, higher in sugar. Approaching the holidays with just kind of health in mind, we can make some easy change-ups for either ingredients that you make or ways to prepare dishes. Now, granted, you're not always the one preparing that meal, in which case you can kind of think about your portion. I can give you some examples of those food swaps if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, you know, oftentimes you might have turkey at a meal. You know, obviously preparing it where you're baking it and not deep frying can spare some fat. Even choosing the white meat over the dark meat can spare you some calories too. Another common dish we have is sweet potatoes, and those can be prepared in so many different ways. Typically, I see them sweetened quite a bit. They could actually be really delicious just roasted. And on that note, like lots of casseroles, green bean casseroles, could be replaced with like a fresh green bean dish instead, or any other roasted veggies. Those are some to keep in mind for, I'd say, the main meal. As far as dessert goes, because I don't think anyone should be sacrificing dessert just because we're thinking about our health. You know, it's the holidays. Choosing something like pumpkin pie over pecan pie can actually save you like 200 calories per slice. And a pumpkin pie does have like lots of vitamins and minerals in it too, believe it or not.
No, I mean, I go with that. I always find like the one healthy thing and say, well, of course I can have this. Now, Catherine Bieberman, a dietitian with HSHS Medical Group, joining us talking about holiday swaps. Catherine, you actually make a great point here, is that so often it happens that you are eating at someone else's house or eating food they've prepared. So, yeah. Like, psychologically, how do you get out ahead of that in terms of portion control and what you may or may not put on your plate?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because sometimes you never really know what you're walking into, but you're still thinking about your health goals. So I even recommend looking at your entire day. You know, don't go somewhere starving. Make sure you have like a light breakfast, some type of balanced lunch. You know, get those food groups in there, maybe even work in physical activity, first of all. And then when you get to someone's place, I always recommend filling up on vegetables before you hit the denser main courses. So if they have a salad, if they have veggies and dip, you know, it's a great idea to start with that. That way you're not just going crazy on the dressing and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
and when you reach those, you know, there's so many good options. And personally, I always want to taste everything.
Yeah.
So starting with just small portions of those dishes can be a great way just to approach that, I think.
Catherine Bieberman, a Joslin Diabetes Center affiliate at HSHS Medical Group. We've got about 15 seconds left. Catherine, how can people be in touch or find out more, maybe online?
You know, you can go on hshsmedicalgroup.com and look at Joslin Diabetes Center. If you want to meet one-on-one, you just need a referral from your primary, and I'd be happy to help you with all this.
Catherine, great advice for the holidays. Thanks for coming on. Have a happy Christmas and a great 2022.
You too. Take care.